So anyway, that was about what it was. And we went through real troubled times in the initial stages of politics. The first year, we were looking at a campaign of maybe $6,000 or $7,000, and we didn't know how to raise money. Mm-hmm. We were a totally unknown group. We're having difficulty, I can tell you, because the people that were in the MPA were annoyed at us. And then we had a source that said, how much do you need to complete your campaign? And I think we needed $1,800 or something like that. He said, go ahead and spend it. I'll raise it for you. And we spent it, green as we were. And then said, we really need that money. And he said, oh, well, that's fine. I have it here for you, but you're going to have to allow so-and-so into the party in an executive capacity. And this was the old NPA.
Oh,
and
yeah.
We said, no thanks, the price is too high. Mm-hmm. Walked out of it, and we said, what in hell are we going to do? So I said, well, we're going to have to go on a fundraising drive somehow, or we're going to have to do a lot of financing at the bank. And as it happened, two of us put up the money to be replaced, but we co-signed the note.
Right.
for the deficiency in the first campaign. And not very many people knew that, but Al LaCroix, the local lawyer, and I co-signed it, and I put up bonds to cover it, and bonds that my company had, actually.
Mm-hmm.
And but it was worth it. Mm-hmm. Because we have always been able to maintain our disassociation from anyone that is trying to get political favor.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's some of the problems that that all political parties have, is the favor that some groups get, whether it be big business or big unions,
mm-hmm.
Or things of that nature, because they both demand, if they support, something back.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think that anybody, I think the people should make a contribution to municipal parties or political parties on the basis that it needs to have representation without influence in their vote to give the decisions that they think are right and proper. And unfortunately, I don't think, I can't see that very much in Canadian politics these days, although I don't belong to any federal party.
Mm-hmm.
So I can make my comments made to all of them, although I may support them at election time, depending on the individual that is running.
Mm-hmm.
But, and maybe that's too idealistic. I know people tell me I've been that way. But I still don't like the party politic, telling people how they're going to vote for the party when they don't indeed feel that way. And that's why I've only been tempted once to run provincially. And that was at a very down time politically, mm-hmm. when I was one of two people... and I'm a free enterpriser, on the free enterprise roll. And I was really having difficulty dealing with this, because there was so much politics being played, and I couldn't get seconders to my motions, even though I felt they were for the good of the community, because they continued to play the politics that had supported them to get there.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what happened in the political side of things. It was very interesting. It took a lot of energy. And I bent a lot of my friends' ears. They, I'm sure, didn't want to be involved in politics. They went kicking and screaming to these political meetings that I was taking them to. And I took my adjutant from the Irish regiment when we were stood down to supplementary order of battle. I took him along as the secretary treasurer, and he stayed with us for about 4 or 5 years, and subsequently moved out of Burnaby, and was a good secretary treasurer. But everyone that I dealt with in business, I would try to get them involved, to keep it as neutral as possible and to cross the widest geographic areas of the community and across all political lines, that although the other side was all socialist, I felt that we should have socialist representation there as well,
mm-hmm.
which is most difficult now because it's more defined now. Mm-hmm. The BCA is definitely the NDP,
mm-hmm.
and you can't have membership in that association without being an NDP member.
Oh, is that right?
And I, oh yes,
I didn't know that.
Oh yeah, and in the case of the BVA, they will invite members of all political or some that have no political affiliation, because you know they're the people that are really left out of it.
Mm-hmm.
So you might have 30% of the voting public that have affiliation. What about the 70 that have none?
Right.
When you're so defined to say that you can't belong with us unless you belong to the NDP, and I'm not picking on them. I think that's too narrow.
Mm-hmm.
I think you have to have broader views than that. I don't think you can say you do this or you can't do that.
Mm-hmm.
And there is a large section of the community that I couldn't tell you where they stand politically. People have served on committees of council, boards, commissions, and the likes of that. When I was looking for people to represent us on the Parks Commission or the Library Board or Traffic and Safety or the Board of Variance or any of those committees of council, you don't look at politics.
Mm-hmm.
You look at the ability of people,
mm-hmm.
and you try and plug them in and to those new interests and directions and hope that they will pick up the nettle and go with it and do the best they can as individuals to make those judgments that will make you look good,
mm-hmm.
because sitting up in advisory role above. So that bothered me about politics, and I just don't think it should be as politically connected as it was or has been.
Do you think it's gotten worse in Burnaby's over the years, or better, or about the same?
No, I think this council is very political,
mm-hmm.
and I guess I can't judge. When I was there, I tried to keep it as neutral as possible.
Mm-hmm.
As a matter of fact, I appointed people from the other side on a regular basis, much to the chagrin of people that were in my own party that wanted those positions.
Mm-hmm.
I put Tom Constable on, the former mayor, on the library board, a known socialist, and Jerry Ast, a nice guy, really a good little decision maker. He was on the library board, and Hans Holst was on the Parks Commission and did a good job. But you can only serve two three-year terms,
mm-hmm.
total of 6 years. And he was coming up, so I appointed him to advisory planning.
Mm-hmm.
Celeste Redmond, who ran against me, who was the head of the NDP in North Burnaby, I appointed her as well. They kept on saying, "You're crazy, you're raising your image."
Mm-hmm.
I said, "Listen, the lady is interested."
Mm-hmm.
And that, you know, if she's interested and she can tell her story well enough, if she can get elected, great. But they couldn't understand that.
Mm-hmm.
Once we were defeated, they changed all that. And I was really annoyed at them because they took people off the Parks Commission because they had to pay off to their party members. And that was mm-hmm. a reference I made earlier on. They took people off like Doreen Lawson, who is she was on the Parks Commission a way back. She was our environmental conscience.
Mm-hmm.
Started to talk the environment before it was even popular. Talked about the salmon enhancement program in the Burnett River and Stony Creek. Was down there in her gumboots cleaning out the river,
mm-hmm.
when nobody was there. You know, it wasn't socially popular at that
right.
time, or politically popular. And talked about the geese and the environment. So it's she was taken off the Parks Commission, and I found that rather awkward to deal with, along with other people that I know that had performed well, and some that I wasn't even aware were political,
mm-hmm.
and they were removed and were replaced by people that were totally political, and that bothered me just a little bit. But then by that time I wasn't elected, and I guess if you're not elected, you have no more voice except a letter to the editor from time to time.